Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What are we talking about, Drew getting ripped off?
We can do that in a little bit if you want.
Yeah, kind of.
You really want to hear about this, don't you?
Yeah, people are still asking. Yes, I do want to know.
We'll get to that. Maybe we'll tie that in. Maybe we'll tie that into trash of the day or something. Maybe we'll tie that in. I can save the trash. Plus, the trash of the day, I'll warn you that I originally had planned. You might want to have your lunch now and not during the one I had planned. So maybe
let's just do Drew's today, and then we can pre-warn people all day tomorrow.
Yeah.
Eat later.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So we'll figure that out. Just a couple more things. What Jonathan Katz said in the last segment, we were talking to him about the stadium vote next Tuesday in Jackson County. And if you listen to him, he's been talking to plenty of people around town. He thinks there's a very real chance, from what I picked up on, and I think you agreed, we were talking during the break, that this thing isn't going to pass. That's kind of the vibe I got from him, that he, in talking to people, think they're very concerned. The yes side, that is, very concerned.
I think when a vote's coming down to 51% to 49%, which this one very well might, because the last one was 52 or 53.5 in favor.
Yeah, I just don't think either side should feel confident going into Tuesday.
No, absolutely. I don't know which way it's going to go. We come here on the show on Wednesday at 10. I don't know whether or not next week, I don't know whether or not it will have passed. And then we'll have to, re-enter all those conversations of, do they? Because I could see both sides separating and trying something different in Jackson County individually.
Don't you have to if it fails together?
Kind of. Because I still think the Royals, they would do the Clay County site, but it requires way more of a percentage.
Would Clay County do it?
I mean, I don't know. At that point, I don't know. I'm saying the Royals would. Yeah. I don't know that Clay County would give up a cent per in that scenario, because they're about half the population size of Jackson County. So if you just simply double it, that'd be the case. And so, that puts them into a precarious situation, and I think maybe. And then, the Chiefs, they seem way more logical to just flood to Kansas. I can see the Rose being like, no, we still want a downtown stadium. Separate us differently, and now it's 3/16 of a cent. Forget the Chiefs for a minute. Can we just do this thing alone? Or it's, whatever a fraction smaller than that would be.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Coming in handy again, as we had last week on the show. No, look, I think... What's interesting would be if they separated in a failed vote and next year the Chiefs tried to run it back on their own in Jackson County versus going forward with a Kansas plan. Remember the difference right now, both these teams can clearly go to a ballot measure because they are for Jackson County now because their lease is not up till 2031, but they can just extend the lease and that's the new lease agreement and all that. If one of them actually left the county, let alone leave the state, then there's always negotiations, but it's more likely you got to wait till 2031 to execute the move, right? I mean, that's the difference.
Correct.
Versus now.
But you're saying it's going to be a brand new thing. It's not an extension. It's nothing. It's solo.
Because if you're Jackson County and it got to a point to where this thing fails and the Chiefs, let's just say in this hypothetical, said, all right, we're going to Kansas. If you're Jackson County, what incentive do you have to let them walk before 2031? You don't have one. And I still think that's where the state also comes into play for the Chiefs, even though I'm with you that it seems more logical the Chiefs would just go to Kansas if this failed. But at the same time, is the state of Missouri going to let that happen? I'm not saying they can block them. I'm talking about, are they willing to really write a big check?
Yeah.
And by that, I mean the taxpayers of Missouri. But
I think that's what happened in the state of New York with the Bills. When you see how much the state of New York ponied up for the Bills, even though Buffalo is nowhere close to the biggest city in that state, right? But New York lost both. New York State lost both to New Jersey. Yep. They're the New York Giants and they're the New York Jets, but their asses are in New Jersey. That's where they exist. That's where their stadium exists.
And by the way, and Giants fans that live in New York don't care that they have to drive to New Jersey to go to their games.
No. No, I've told you, I don't like, especially, by the way, football is the one you really shouldn't be complaining about.
Yeah, there's only eight games.
I think if Royals was in the Legends, much bigger pain in the ass. If you are a fan who wants to go to 20, 25, 30 games and you're used to your commute. Most average NFL fans who even attend a game, by the way, most fans don't attend a game in a single year, but most Kansas Cityans who attend a single game in a year probably just attend one, right? Like of the 8 home games, they probably get to one. Okay. I don't know that it makes a difference if you go to Independence or you go to Kansas. I don't think it matters.
I've told you my whole life I've gone to professional sporting events outside of Sporting Kansas City, but professional sporting events on the Missouri side. That's just what I was used to doing. And I recognize that is a huge deal to a lot of people, that if it ever came to it, that one of the Royals or Chiefs moved to Kansas. We've seen the text and I've seen the tweets and
people, I won't cheer people for them
claiming
anymore.
And claiming they'll never cheer for them again. And look, I'm not saying there's not someone that actually would do that. I don't think the majority of fans would do that. And I know people get upset whenever I bring up this number, but it's true. I think it's 53% of Chiefs season ticket holders are on the Kansas side.
So it's 50-50. Nice and even.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't know that it really, you know, their location matters as much.
Tuesday's,
and for our perspective, you and I both have admitted we'd like a bright new shiny stadium for the Chiefs rather than
their current renovation
kind
plan.
Kind of current renovation plan. I wouldn't mind. Now, I'm still voting. I'm still rooting for it to pass because I want downtown baseball. I'll be honest. I want downtown baseball. I like downtown baseball. It's cool. And I know that might not, that's an oversimplification of a lot of working economic things that are taking a place, a part of this vote that we have probably discussed ad nauseum on this show over the last 6 months to a year. But in the end, if you're like, do you like the idea of downtown baseball, where they're planning on putting it? I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
I think it'd be cool. I think it'd be the pillar of the city if right next to a downtown arena was an already entertainment district with more entertainment flowing towards the Crossroads, which is already a cool area. I'd be like, wow, that is a really large scale scope of places that are fun to be at in this city and seem cool.
And that's where the whole separating the two, if this thing failed, is interesting, because I think right now, if the two were separate, I'm all about the downtown baseball idea. Not really is, excited about the renovation at Arrowhead, but these are attached together. And that is the current proposal that is on the table. And are you willing to roll the dice in what the next step looks like if it doesn't pass? And that's a decision that those in Jackson County are going to have an opportunity to make on Tuesday. And some of you already have with early voting. So Tuesday can be a very interesting day. I mean, and the reaction on Wednesday, I mean, it's not, even though the vote is just in Jackson County, is a massive day for the entire Kansas City area. Mm-hmm. Yes, even though Jackson County are the only people voting, it has serious ramifications for the entire region on what happens with that vote on Tuesday.
Yep. Can't wait for Wednesday.
we'll find out
one way or the other.
Also can't wait, though, for opening day, which is a couple days away. We're going to be out outside Gate D on Thursday. You can stop by as you're heading out to Kauffman Stadium. And tomorrow, out in Independence, we're going to be at Rally House. Get you set. Get your gear for opening day. Maybe you haven't even picked up some of the Chiefs Super Bowl gear. You can do that as well out at Rally House. One of the largest selections that you'll find in the Kansas City area. And so we'll be out there from 10 to 2 tomorrow as the Independence location. I think we were there last year right around the same time as well, getting everybody set. So hope to see some of you. We'll have a couple things to register to win. More details on that tomorrow during the show. Before we get to the trash of the day and find out what happened to Drew, and maybe people can help Drew out a little bit.
Some people are offering physical violence against the person who scammed
Drew. They're backing you up already. They don't even know the story yet. We'll tell them. I'll let you tell them.
Then we'll see if they still want to back you.
Yeah. But I did want to talk about the draft just briefly, because it's interesting. This happens every year. There's always one quarterback, and we kind of already known who that quarterback was, but one quarterback that's going to go up the charts, if you will, and get a ton of noise. And it's clearly J.J. McCarthy of Michigan.
I thought it was going to be Jaden Daniels at first.
And it's J.J. McCarthy. That's because yesterday there was a report on NFL Network that said other GMs in the league believe Adam Peters, who is the GM of the Commanders, will take J.J. McCarthy at 2. And the assumption prior had been that, it's either Jaden Daniels or Drake May at 2. Caleb Williams goes 1. J.J. McCarthy maybe goes to Denver or whatever. And Sean Payton says they could trade up in the draft. And so you're trying to figure out who's going where. We know Caleb Williams is going to go to the Chicago Bears. That seems like a certainty. Then what happens at 2 Are you buying this smoke around J.J. McCarthy? Because I'll say it again, this happens every year with a quarterback right around now that gets a lot of attention, and then it comes to draft night, like, oh, wow, he went where everybody initially thought he was going
to
go.
You know what's funny is that this entire time we've been trying to connect Denver to J.J. McCarthy. I wonder if it's Peyton who's laying this smoke. Trying to get J.J. McCarthy hyped up so he can get him where he wants him or anything in between, because... look, someone's still going to get left out. The J.J. McCarthy hype makes no sense. You know, if Harbaugh, if you love him so much, if he's the greatest quarterback you've ever seen, just trade him for him, Herbert, straight up. Fine with me. Go nuts. He's all yours. Commanders can have Justin Herbert, a trade in which I assume they would make in a millisecond, and you can have your guy, J.J. McCarthy, and start things fresh over there in L.A. I know that they're never going to do that. I'm just throwing that around because he was talking about him being the best quarterback ever. But look at the math on this. So... we know number one is Caleb Williams. Number two, I just assumed, was Jaden Daniels. I assumed three was Drake May, and four was going to be McCarthy. The problem is Arizona, like, they could trade, but that means Denver or Minnesota trades up. Someone who's left out? Out of the carousel, New England has to take a quarterback. Washington has to take a quarterback. And I don't care what Mayo says. Here's more of the lies. Mayo at the coaches' meeting said, oh, we're not. We don't have to take a pick at three at all. Sure, man. Fine. If some team offers you the absolute goods, be an idiot and take the wrong team unless you hate every quarterback who's after Caleb Williams. Because I'll tell you right now, starting... oh, man, I don't even know who's starting there.
Who? For where? Sorry, New England?
New England?
Brissett.
Oh, okay. Starting Jacoby Brissett is going to get your ass out of town real quick. Real quick. And so... unless you want that, someone's getting left out of this. I think it's all a lie. I don't think J.J. McCarthy. I think J.J. McCarthy is this year's Will Levis.
Well, it's weird, too, because it does happen every year, but also we established this. I think we prior to free agency, said, hey, what's the quarterback that you kind of really like out of the class other than the obvious Caleb Williams? And I told you the one that I'm, like, most skeptical about, I'm like, I don't think he's going to be very good, is J.J. McCarthy. So I'm naturally already like, okay,
I hope he goes to the Broncos.
But what's weird.
We could be wrong, though. Quarterback evaluation's hard.
What the comments yesterday did, though, is it completely swung the betting markets, though. I was keeping an eye on this. This is actually betting draft where someone's going to go is actually kind of fun. You want to talk about big swings and, like, fade the noise, fade the, you know.
Will Levis was minus 1,000. Yeah. At the time, they were picking number four to go number four at one time.
And so Jaden Daniels is the favorite to go number two overall, minus 125. Drake May's 2-1. J.J. McCarthy's now plus 350. Guys, he was 25-1 before the comments yesterday.
So
think about that.
Bet it.
Think about that. So somebody had a 25-1 ticket. It's like, well, I got nothing to lose now. But that's what's crazy, how quickly it shifts. A lot of times, whoever is plus money this far out of the draft for one of the top spots almost put a bet. Like, I would, even though Jaden Daniels, it's trending that direction, actually, Drake May at 2-1 is not a terrible bet at all. Because take the guy a month out of the draft that is plus money. I'm not saying to take Marvin Harrison Jr. at 2 overall at 40-1. No, but I'm talking about of the three quarterbacks, take the guys that are plus money and put a few bucks there because the noise swings. I can promise you, Jaden Daniels minus 125. If we check back in 2 weeks, he will not be minus 125 in 2 weeks.
I do think that there's a pretty good chance. The one thing I'll say about the Chargers' future is the one thing that was told the truth yesterday amongst all those meetings is that he said they pretty much might have their entire pick of anybody in the draft at pick four and at pick five. I think it's 100% true. I think it goes quarterback 1, 2, 3, 4. And then at pick five, you have your, because you weren't taking a quarterback, you have your pick of any player in the entire draft you love. Doesn't matter if it's a tackle, doesn't matter if it's a lineman, doesn't matter if it's a wide receiver or if it's a tight end. If it's the guy you love, you should at five have your absolute pick of the litter. Because the Cardinals, if you're sticking with Kyler, staying at the position you're staying in doesn't really make sense. You should look for the team, especially because there's more than one team, as I had previously mentioned. Because Denver and Minnesota, I think, have already been mentioned and actively looking to move up. And I honestly think Tennessee and the Giants should be in the mix based on where they're picking. I don't know if they will, but they should at least be entertaining it if it's a quarterback they love. The thing I love about, and the reason why I want Denver to trade up, is the idea of them trading up and giving up the world to get the fourth quarterback on the board, please. Please.
No, let's not be.
Dream scenario. I look, they could still get the pick right, but dream scenario.
So typically no, but as we know, there's plenty of years where the guy that went third is actually the better of the three.
CJ second last year. So
it happens. I mean, let's not act like it never does, but
Holmes
yes.
Went second, and he was the better one.
So it's not an automatic that just because you were picked higher, you're better. As if it was that easy, then.
But the odds of you getting quarterback right in general stink.
Yeah.
And then in addition to it, you're giving up a ton of assets to do it. Great. I'll just play those odds. I don't even care which one they trade up for. I just like the odds of you getting it wrong are always strong in the NFL at quarterback, and the odds and knowing what you'd have to trade up to get it are good. And again, I've already told you, Denver doesn't get the rookie quarterback benefit because they got to pay Russ for 2 more years. No cheap quarterback for 2 seasons, or no cheap overall expenditure for at least 2 seasons in that, which means you might get 1 or 2 years at cheap quarterback.
Thinking of draft coverage, be sure to check out the Character Concerns podcast on 610sports.com in the Odyssey app. Chris Unocero, Jay Binkley doing a great job with that. It airs on Saturday mornings here on 610 Sports Radio. And as we get closer and closer to the draft, we'll start to have those guys on our show on a more regular basis as we're inside of a month to the NFL draft in Detroit. But let's get to
Trash of the Day.
As I said, we'll pivot away from one that would have probably caused you not to want to eat lunch today. We'll save that for tomorrow.
Appreciate that.
And instead, news that Drew gave us about half hour before the show today. He said, "Hey guys, did I tell you I got scammed over the weekend?" And we're like, "What?" So explain, you got scammed. What happened?
So my wife and I are trying to sell our sofa. It is a dual reclining sofa. It's got cup holders, leans all the way back. You can take a good old nap in there. It's got a storage, a little bin or space in the middle. So we're trying to sell that, put it on a couple different places. And I was in communication with this one person. Wanted to check to make sure they looked legit, looked at like the profile, looked at if they had many posts, looked at how many people they were, you know, connected with.
Seemed like a real person.
So you're, so the couch is like listed. Okay.
Seemed like a real person. The language in which they were texting seemed legit. It didn't seem like it was AI or anything like that.
Wasn't broken English.
Yeah, but it was an actual person. Okay. So
I'm trying to think, how did you get scammed? You posted where, the item. You were buying
this
the
sounds,
item.
Good.
Here's where
good
it
start.
Looks, here's where it looks, or where it gets a little sketchy. This again is where I said, this is where I come, me being too nice and too trustworthy comes into the equation. So they are like, "Well, I've been scammed, or I've been lied to before. So I want to, I want $100. You to send me $100 so I know that you're legit, and then I'll send you the money."
And you sent it?
Stop. He said, "I've been scammed before. Can you send me $100?
I've been lied to before.
It was your couch. Why would you have sent $100 to him?
Wait, were you asking him to send you money at that time?
No, I was not asking.
But he said, "Hey, I want your couch. And oh, by the way, I've been scammed before." There was no way in which he was going to get scammed.
So
the couch
they said that they would pay me ahead of time, and they sent a photo of like a receipt saying minus this amount of money, which I was asking for the sofa. So it looked, I mean, minus the money, they had you sent the money in.
Did
through.
You check your Venmo or Cash App account?
Oh, I did.
And the money wasn't there.
No, it was
but
not.
But you still sent the $100?
Asked them multiple times about that, and so going back and forth. And I was thinking,
did they try to get more money out of you?
No.
That's surprising. They took the $100
bucks
and called it a day.
Yes.
They did try to get more money.
I had realized. So
What was the thing after?
So you sent $100.
Drew, not $100.
You sent $100. He obviously, you still have the couch, okay? But
yeah, I was going to say, I want to sell the sofa. I still have the sofa.
I know in hindsight.
Can you send us a picture? So we can put it out on social. Let's help Drew sell this sofa. Are you in need of a dual reclining sofa with cup holders and a storage space in the area?
It is totally
Drew's
clean,
got,
vacuumed.
It looks nice. How long have you?
Both
how old
sides
is
reclined?
It?
I don't know exactly how old it is, but we've had it for. I got it from my parents. We've had it for about 7 to 8 months.
Okay,
everything works
and
it's fine.
Any pets?
No pets.
These are the things people want to know. Are you a smoker?
No.
Okay.
Not a smoker. No pets.
It's a nice couch.
Nice couch, come in, and if you want it, take it. It's
true.
In good condition.
I know, obviously, now your answer, but if you step back, and I know you were in the moment,
if you
step back, did you not think it was a little weird why it was your couch and this person was asking for you to give them money?
I did.
It doesn't make any sense.
I did.
Why am I giving you money?
I did.
I can't scam you if I'm asking for no money.
That's, yeah. I feel bad.
Feel bad. Drew shouldn't have gotten scammed on this.
Well, I mean, I feel bad that he lost $100, but also like, what the hell were you thinking? Yes.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm
that's true. That is. I do wish he didn't lose the money.
But what's your Venmo? Let the people know. What's the Venmo?
What are we going to try to get him? Like, get him right $3 at a time?
Yes, that's exactly
Please
right.
Please send Drew $3. Yes. He's not a prince in Nigeria, but he'd like your $3 so that Drew can get whole again.
Or take my sofa.
But the second you get to $100, we're going to tell the listeners so that they don't pay you up more than
that. And now we have people on the text line. Can you send me $500 first?
That's true. Actually, Drew, I'm interested in that sofa, too. But you need to send $100 before I come and look at it.
Somebody texted if I can deliver it. No. I have a car. The sofa.
Delivered.
You need a truck. You need a van. I will help you take it out of the apartment and to your truck. It is heavy.
Let's discuss whether or not you're asking the appropriate amount.
The fact that, like, you were selling the couch. You were selling the couch.
I can't make excuses.
You were selling it. I thought initially the scam was going to be something like you thought someone had, like, some Joe Burrow memorabilia item and they were going to ship it to you, but you sent the you sent the money ahead of time, which still wouldn't have been good, but I would have understood it slightly more because at least you were getting an item. In this scenario, you were selling but people want to help you out. What's the Venmo?
The Venmo is the confusing Twitter name that I had before.
Oh, no. Now they're going to Venmo a different Drew.
Tough start.
It is DeeRewNix. DeeRewNix.
All right, can you agree to one thing? For at least a while, don't send anybody
any money
on Venmo.
I sent you $10 on Venmo. Did that guy get part of it? Responsible for 10 of this $100?
I guess.
Man. You'd have to have the money in your Venmo.
I think this happened before that happened.
I did look up these new reclining sofas. They vary in price. They could be anywhere between, this one's on sale for like $700, but they could be upwards of like $1,000. What is the number you're asking for?
I am
the
asking
sofa?
For less than that. I want $600.
That's what you're asking for?
As a matter of fact, if you come in, you get it this week.
What's the material?
$550.
What's the material?
He's already dropped the price.
Drew's negotiable. I think he's only asking $550 because of he's trying to cover his losses here.
I hear you. What did your wife say, by the way, in this whole thing?
She's just at a loss for words, I think, is what. After this happened, I called my parents, and they were like, "What?" I was like, "I know, I messed up," and they were like, "Yeah, you messed up."
Yeah.
Why would you? Why? Yeah, that was why.
Look at it this way. You know, you'll never, like, you're never going
to
do this again, right? Like, you know, there's no chance you can ever have this happen again.
Correct.
Man.
That's too bad. I also think maybe you should be asking like four. I don't want to price your sofa for you.
You don't think it's worth?
I think $550 might be
high. Well, he's giving himself some wiggle room to go down.
I'm looking at the photos.
You're supposed to help me out.
I'm trying to help you out. I want you to be able to sell your couch so you can have cash in hand.
From the 913, this is listener Blair. I sent Drew $10.
Thank you so
much. And also said you don't deserve this in the memo. Yeah. I think that's where people are at. Like, Drew, how the hell did you do this? But you know what?
That one wasn't bad. But the problem is that there are really good scams. They're sophisticated.
There are. This is not one of them.
He just said, "Can you send me $100? I've been scammed before."
Like, if you step back for a second, literally, this guy just messaged you and said, "Send me $100," essentially. Said, "Sure."
So our boss came out and was like, "Yeah, it's like one of the things where they send you an email and they find out, and you need like instead of like a Venmo or like Cash App, you need like Cash App Business or something like that, and it's in your spam folder and all." Yeah, somebody on the text line has gone through this as well. Believe it or not.
They gave someone $100 for free too?
From the 913. Similar thing happened to me.
All right, Drew, I'm going to help you out. On Twitter, I'm going to ask people how much they'd pay for this sofa so that we can price you competitively.
if we
can get this sofa moved.
I will, again, there is no smoking. I do not have any pets. There's no pet, not a single licking
pet. No snakes in there?
There is no snakes anymore, I promise.
How much do you eat on the couch, you know?
He vacuumed it.
The couch is fully vacuumed. If you look at the pictures, the couch is fully vacuumed.
It does look, yeah, it does look clean.
Both seats, both sides recline. The cup holders are good, cleaned out. So the storage space is clean.
What floor is your apartment? And they say it's a heavy couch. They'll give you $250.
It is floor one.
Floor one.
Remember, that's how the snake got in.
There's one set of stairs to go up. It's not that heavy. It's not that heavy. It's not like impossible to... to lift. But you need more than one person.
Multiple people said they'll Venmo you to make up for this because they give you credit for telling the story on air because they said I would have just taken the L and not told anybody. Just, and they would have just moved on.
I would have never told anyone.
This happened on Saturday or whatever. So it took me a day and I was like, you know what? I'm going to bring it up because
I'm glad you did because I think we'll get people to help you out here. You know, it's funny. I feel bad you lost the money. Hopefully some people will help you with the couch and or the Venmo and get this thing taken care of and make up for the mistake.
Somebody said I'm screwed if I ever end up on dating sites. Believe it or not, that's how my wife and I met. So
yeah, because the
I did not strike out there.
The ones I don't understand is like over on Twitch, Legend of Sax said he's been scammed for like the gift card things. I feel like the second someone to be like, like they'll ask you to go buy like Apple gift cards. Or like
you just know right away that's not right.
Immediately that seems super fishy.
Why would someone need me to buy them a gift card? Yeah, you're just like,
you know what the pro move is when you buy stuff? Like if you're gonna buy something on Facebook Marketplace. So like I tried to offer for a piece of furniture on Facebook the other day. Now I think the guy realized how much it was worth. He was asking $50. I offered him $50 and then he never responded and then relisted it for $700. So must have realized it was
he listed it wrong.
Yeah, No. He just realized it was, you know what happened? He listed for $50. He probably got 200 people to email him. And he's like, well, this thing is worth way more, so I'm going to do that. But if somebody asked, but the pro move is anytime, it's stupid. You're an idiot, I'll be honest. If you're selling something online and you ask for a weird number that isn't the amount of bills someone would give you at an ATM. So let's say they want, $70. Oh, man. I only have 60 or 80. You obviously don't have change, and I'm not going to pay you 80. They immediately always are like, 60 is fine.
Sure. Like, That's part of the game? That's part of the game and the negotiation and bartering or whatever. Like I just, but yeah. All right. We'll keep an eye on this. We'll check back in, Drew.
I'm up to 56.
Hey! All right.
Drew's almost home.
There we go. Okay.
We have some very, very, very kind listeners.
Listeners got your back.
Thank you very much.
We'll let you know how that goes over the next couple of hours as well. Up next, though, back to Chiefs football and the Chiefs Red Half Hour. The biggest surprise impact for the Chiefs this season.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chiefs Kingdom. This is Mitch Holtis, and welcome in to the Chiefs Red Half Hour on Cody and Gold. Every day at 11:30 on your official broadcast partner, the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
All right, we'll get an update on the Venmo transactions after we told the story there of Drew getting scammed. Our listeners are incredible.
Some people pay even though they say they don't think he deserves the money.
thank you very much.
What are you up to now after close to getting fully reimbursed from the scam?
We are up to $86.
All right, wow. So $14 more dollars.
I really don't need any more.
$14 more, and then then Drew is whole on the scam, and that's it. Don't send him a penny more than $14.
Otherwise, for every dollar you get over 100, you have to lower the price you're asking for on the sofa.
That's right.
That way you make the same amount and somebody else gets a good deal on a sofa.
If anybody really wants the sofa, though, text in.
913-586-7610.
Or reply to Cody on social media.
Yeah. Cody B. Tap on Twitter. I sent out photos of it if you want to get a look of it. Drew is flexible on price, I am to understand.
Yeah, and I think we've now, to help you, this show gets... you have to get a clearance from this show you actually sell it.
Is this payola? Does this count as payola if we're selling Drew's couch?
No, I think that's only if you're getting something without giving free love for. Yeah.
We're not saying Ashley furniture.
We're not giving him a couch. We're trying to sell his couch.
I will give you a discount if you are a listener of the show.
Okay.
I'm in clearance as in, so you don't get scammed again. Before you agree to something, let Cody and I on air. Let's have our listeners vet the person. We're gonna vet the individual that's buying your couch first, so you don't get scammed again. All right, let's talk some Chiefs football a little bit here, because I remember last year it was more towards May or so, but at the time the Chiefs had brought in a couple of free agents, not the biggest signing like Charles Omeniu, but more like the Mike Edwards and the Drew Tranquil type. And little did we know they would both turn out to be huge, impactful, underrated players for the team on the Super Bowl run. And so the folks over at Arrowhead Attic were asking the question, who's the surprise or underrated Chiefs player already? who can make a much bigger impact next season. I tend to believe there's a chance the guy's not even on the roster yet, if you don't know the truth. You know, it's another free agent signing we don't even know
about
yet.
You think
it's
some guy you haven't even heard of yet?
So I lean that that's probably what it is, but the three names they listed, Felix Anyadike Uzomah, former first-round pick, they listed Wanya Morris.
It's not great, by the way, that he's listed as an underrated possible contributor, but we can get back to that in a minute.
And then Matt Araiza, the punter.
Okay.
Now, I'm never going to probably select the punter, sorry. Punters are people too, but I'm not going to select the punter.
The one thing I would say
about
Matt Araiza is they saved a ton of money.
Oh, it's a great
by
move.
Going Araiza instead of Townsend. And if he is close to the level of punter that he was, then you could make an argument for that. I think Wanya is the answer for me because Wanya has a chance to be a 17-game starter for this team. That's the way I view like Tranquil and Mike Edwards. While they weren't starters, Gold, they weren't full-time starters for this team. They absolutely played in every single game that they were available and healthy and had an impact in a lot of those games. Wanya, even if he's not a full-time starter at tackle, it does feel like he's the swing offensive lineman at worst.
Yeah, he's the Allegretti
role
now.
Yeah, he could be needed multiple times this year. Are they really going to be lucky enough to have their five starting offensive linemen healthy for 17 consecutive games like they were last year before they eventually needed Allegretti to start a game as Tooney got hurt late? No, probably not. Just history would tell you that that's not the case. Wanya's high on my list. I hope it's Anyadike Uzomah. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I hate that he has to be on this list because I don't think he should be viewed as what a nice contribution I wasn't expecting. He's a first-round pick.
The reason
you should be counting on contribution.
Yeah, the reason why I would argue, so he's not my pick, but I would argue why it does make sense that he's on the underrated or surprise list is because of your very reaction.
My stance.
Yeah, like, I don't think you're alone is what I'm saying. I think I think a lot of people do agree with you on that. And so that's probably why, actually, he's in that category.
He's got a low bar right now for Chiefs fans.
On the list, I would probably lean Felix, but I truly think it's somebody we don't even know exists yet. You know, I think there's a chance it's somebody, Cody, they draft in the second or third round. I think it's a chance it's another veteran signing, you know, the Mike Edwards type signing that they made last year. Someone that nobody really is getting excited for, maybe, but it turns out to be very impactful. So
that could be Araiza.
You know, it could be a veteran tackle that they sign in a month. It could be, you know, it could be another corner that they sign in a month.
Another defensive lineman or that extra wide receiver we were talking
about. Yeah, I mean, there's a chance somebody in the cornerback room gets hurt and all of a sudden the 29-year-old veteran they signed on a one-year deal that used to play for, you know, Carolina, all of a sudden is on the team and has to start a couple games and comes up big. You know, it's
I think Justin Watson's kind of been on that list the last couple of years. He hasn't been as high as Mike Edwards or Drew Tranquil, so he's gotten overshadowed. But Justin Watson has been an under-the-radar signing that has helped this team
turned
win.
Out to be a very important signing. Like special teams player, and we'd all know for a while, one of the more trusted wide receivers out of the bunch. Came up with some
big
time.
For part of this year, he might have been their number one wide receiver.
Came up with some big time catches for the Chiefs. And that's why I know he has another year on his contract. I have no problem with him being the fifth receiver for this team. That's fine. Him as the fifth. Just don't ask him where he got into trouble was a couple of games where they asked him to be the number one. That game where he had like 11 targets. Like that can't happen again.
No. And I don't want that to ever happen again. That would not be the case. I was trying to think about what position. So, like, if it's players on the team, the other guy that I think gets missed off this list is Joshua Williams. They're going to need corner help, seriously. And I know it's not a signing, but he's already on the roster. Joshua Williams could end up being the what? Like, wow, this is why they were willing to let go of L'Jarius Sneed. Talk about someone who you're going to instantly feel the impact of, good or bad, from the very beginning of the season based on what this cornerback group was able to do last year. Yep. If he's going to have an impact, it's going to be instantaneous. Him and Jalen Watson to a degree. But I think Joshua Williams has a chance to be more the, like, the face of it, if that makes sense.
He might
be
the number two corner. I mean, he might be the number two corner for this team. And he'll be one of the guys when we're up at St. Joe that will be on the list. I'm sure we'll get an opportunity maybe to talk to when we're up there. And hopefully that's the case. Someone else on the text line, 913-586-7610. What about Leo Chanel?
That's a good answer.
He's going to get more playing time. I know he already went up, but he's going to continue to get more playing time. So that's not a bad one at all.
I still think a depth signing at wide receiver defensive end flies to the top of this list whenever they sign. Because we talked a lot about wide receiver and how they may or may not use an extra guy that they were willing to give money to. But I've also told you why I want Mike Dana. Last year, for a stretch after he came back, this is why last year was so nuts. They had three, four different guys who deserved to be on that list. They needed Justin Watson more. Mike Edwards was great. Drew Tranquil, Charles Amenihue. Like, those guys combined made like $11 million last year. Like, total. They made like $11 million last year, and those four all needed it. So the answer is probably, if you get it right, more than one. I was trying to view this the way they were, which is like, who's the one that surprises me the most out of the non-contributors last year? The funny thing about Chanel is I would call him, like, he was a contributor last year. He was definitely involved, especially in the Super Bowl, where maybe he had, you know, the Super Bowl and the AFC title game. He had some of his best games. FAU was a non-contributor. He wasn't a part of the defense. And Ariza wasn't here, so he couldn't have contributed in those things.
Yeah, I'm probably never going to answer punter for this.
No, I know. It's on their list, so
I'm probably not. Had we not seen their list, I probably
wouldn't have included him.
As we discussed the day they signed him, it's a smart business move. They're going to save money, and there's a chance he's just as good as Tommy Townsend and has a better leg. Like, all that, yeah, that makes sense. But, oh my gosh, we're going to be talking about all year long this surprise player. I don't think a punter is ever going to be that answer. Whereas we were talking about Mike Edwards before the playoffs and how that turned, you know, Drew Tranquil, we were talking about before the playoffs, how that was a really under the radar signing that turned out to be so impactful for the team. That's why they gave an extension to Drew Tranquil. And thinking of extensions, we were yesterday discussing, what do you do with the $19.8 million you now don't have on the books that the L'Jarius Sneed trade happened with Tennessee, and we were discussing some potential extensions, the three that everybody's focused in on, and understandably so, Creed Humphrey, Nick Bolton, and Trey Smith. And if I were to ask you out of that bunch, who's the one that you would give the extension to? I actually think two of them are going to get extensions, but you look at the current cap hit, Creed Humphrey, like 5.2 mil, Nick Bolton, 3.5, and Trey Smith, 3.4. Those are all well above what the market value is for their play, for who they are. So they're getting great, and they're still on rookie deals. But it's that time where you start looking ahead to some extensions. I don't think there's a ton of 2024 cap relief by extending Creed Humphrey. They save only like $800,000. But it's the time where you start looking at that. And I think as we get to June or July, there's a chance that we could see one or two of these guys get extensions. I think Creed Humphrey gets one as well. I know people are seemingly against this next name, Nick Bolton, to me, is going to get an extension as well. And it's going to cost more than people probably are going to like to see based off of what the market is. It might be over $15 million a year on average.
Yeah.
But hearing Steve Spagnuolo talk about Nick Bolton the way he did and how smart of a player is, how much they trust him. He's kind of the guy that gets everything set up defensively. He's the green dot, all of that. Like, I think Nick Bolton's going to end up getting an extension. They let Willie Gay walk, and I think in large part because they knew they were going to be taking care of Nick Bolton.
Let's look at the pros and cons for each. Pro for Nick Bolton. You're right. He runs the defense. Spags loves him. He's a tackling machine. Cons? Can't in pass coverage. Linebackers tend to fail a little bit quicker on the athleticism train, and it feels like a lot for a tackling linebacker, not a turnover linebacker, not a sack linebacker, just a guy who goes out and gets tackles and handles the defense. For Creed, the pro is obvious. You like having a center who knows Patrick Mahomes. Some people were speculating that it may be an injury that was causing the low snap stuff. He has been as solid as a rock in the blocking department as any center in the entire league. Cons, the snapping. For sure, that's the big con. And if the snapping thing is a big problem, and it's a lot of money to spend on center because it's a low-value position for the Chiefs typically. They've let Rodney Hudson go. They've let Mitch Morse go, although I would say both those guys had different injury concerns that Creed Humphrey doesn't.
The reason why the extension on Creed doesn't concern me, because to me, they're not giving him an extension if they actually think the snapping thing is unfixable. You know, it's pretty simple. I'm not giving him an extension if I think now he's just going to, the rest of his career, have low snaps, because that was awful. It was. And they're lucky it didn't cost them a game. We all saw it in the Super Bowl play out. And they're very fortunate that Patrick Mahomes was able to pick the ball up off the ground. So that is a problem. But I'm not worried about that for the extension, because I just think the team is clearly smart enough to recognize if they don't think that that's something they can correct, then they're not going to give them an extension. So that is almost like not a factor for me in my thinking. I just don't think they're going to do that without knowing that that's something that they can correct.
Con for Trey is price for guard. You're already paying a guard a ton of money. You've done a good job developing that position. And he still has more variance in his play. Like, I don't think he played as well last year as he did the year before. He's still a very good guard. I still think he had a nice season. But you'll have to pay him like the best right guard in football. And unlike Tooney and Creed, I don't think Trey's the best right guard in football.
He's not.
I think he's a very good right guard. And very good players, kind of like L'Jarius Sneed, I want to do that. The upside to extending him, because we're giving an upside for all, is it's the continuity thing. just knowing that, like, left and right tackle or center and guard, wherever you can keep some continuity on the line for your $500 million quarterback does not seem all that bad. But he's got the less pros. That's why I feel like he's less likely to sign the extension.
I'm with you on the continuity. I think the fact they're going for three straight is why maybe they won't do what has been suggested, which is, hey, why don't you just trade Trey Smith and draft a right guard? You can make an argument that that's a smart path if you know you're not going to give him an extension next year anyway, sure, and you're going to let him walk.
I don't hate the plan. The I told you that is, with Chris Jones last year.
The only problem with that is
got something done with Jones.
Yeah, the only problem with that is just you're going for the three-peat. Do you want to weaken your offensive line more where there's already a question at left tackle and a little bit of question at right tackle based off of some of the play at times from Juwan Taylor? So I think ultimately Bolton and Creed do get extensions. I feel way more confident Bolton's getting one than I did 4 months ago. And I know he missed time this year. That's why at the time I was like, But hearing Steve Spagnuolo, who they just gave an extension to as your defensive coordinator, talk the way he did about Nick Bolton, I just don't think they're going to, in a year from now, be trying to replace that player after letting Willie Gay walk and what they've been able to do. Update, Drew, have you reached the $100 mark on your reimbursement for, I'll just be honest, falling for a ridiculous scam?
Yes.
The most.
Okay, so no more Venmos to Drew unless you just want to start buying Drew lunch.
Your wife's going to be so happy that you got $100 today and that the scam is no longer. She can just wash her hands clean of it.
I texted her that people were sending money and she said, thank you very much. She wanted to give her thanks to the listeners.
So now we just need to sell Drew's couch. That's the next step.
Yeah. So currently he's asking $500. Is that what you said you were asking?
I said
it looks like a $375 couch.
The text that, so Twitter, of course.
How about this?
Varied amounts. Okay. Someone says $350.
Yeah.
Someone said, you probably get like $300, $400 for it. Someone said a future third round pick and a seventh round pick swap.
So I saw somebody said on Twitter to you, only if I give them $100 first.
Yeah, right.
So someone really didn't want your
cash. If you're a listener of the show, I will give it to you for $375.
Wow.
I'll give it $375.
Drew, cash out.
Ooh. Yeah. Where are you going to sit tonight?
913-586-7610. Just couch is available. If you want to see photos, they're on Twitter.
We have a plan in place before the scam happened to get rid of the couch and then what we would do with it now.
Well, it's back on. The plan's back on.
Somebody in the text line had suggested this. If somebody buys my couch for $375, I will donate all $100 that I got from the listeners to the show fund that we can use.
You don't have to
Don't do that, man. Don't do that.
You don't have to give us your money.
Don't do that. The whole point of the whole Venmo thing was to get your money back, and our listeners were awesome.
Maybe they just come to Club 610 or something.
They felt bad for you on the scam this jerk that obviously tricked you.
Trying to rip off a nice guy.
Is that $375 and a trip to Club 610? Is that?
Okay. Deal. They buy your couch today for $375, they can come to Club 610, sure.
Okay.
And fine. Again, they have to haul it away.
Someone says send a link for the couch. Cody B. Tap on Twitter. That's where the photos are available.
Yeah, you have.
Also, you probably could just send them the actual link for where you're trying to sell it, Drew.
Well, I will say this.
To that guy.
There's nothing up now because I took it down off everywhere after that happened.
People can contact you, although don't fall for a scam. Why don't you post a photo of your couch on your Twitter account and direct people there? They can communicate with you.
You want me to retweet it? And then they can, I'll quote tweet it and then people can respond to me.
There you go.
Okay.
Text line says, sometimes you just need to be mean, Drew.
Rob said he would. Okay. Rob Collins is saying, do not send me any money. I'm okay. Thank you for. You don't need to send me anything. You don't need to give
Rob
me anything.
Rob always is taking care
Rob
of the
Collins,
show.
Thank you, good Rob. Guy. Always a good guy.
Help him choose a nice new. Do you already have a new sofa picked out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we've already got a plan.
There it is.
What's wrong with this one, by the way? Real quick, there's, why do you want a new sofa? What's wrong with that
one? I'm guessing, are you looking for more of a couch than what this is?
Yes.
Okay, so if you haven't seen the photo, it looks very comfortable, but it's just, you can't even snuggle up together.
Exactly. That's part of the reason.
I'm not a big snuggler on the couch, so I guess that wouldn't be an issue for me.
It looks extremely comfortable, like if you and your buddy just are watching the game together.
Yes.
But if you and your wife or girlfriend are trying to cuddle up a little Netflix and chill, that's not a couch for, now is not good for that.
It is a very, very comfortable sofa, but that is the main reason. My wife and I are like separated.
I think that's my objection to like the Shea Lounge couches. Is it only one person gets to relax in this scenario? That's kind of nonsense. Like on your couch, Gold, you could have a nice lady over there. Only one of you gets to relax.
No, you snuggle up. Trust me, that's how
it works.
There's room for both of us.
It's too tight.
There's room for both.
I think in that case, someone's angling and there's the triangle of space between.
Well, let her have more space. Yeah, yeah. But again, you're snuggled up. You're cuddling. You know,
I don't like cuddling on the couch.
You're not a cuddler.
Not on the couch.
Breaking news.
Nope, not for me.
Have you ever been that way, or is it just now? You're just eh.
Oh man. I mean, I assume when I first started dating people, you're just a yes all the time in that scenario. But it's been a long time, I would say, since that was a regular habit of mine. Kind of Chiefs Red Half Hour talk we're here for. So send that guy a link, I guess, or I send him a link
okay,
to the Twitter
account. I just quote tweeted $375 and a trip to Club 610.
Perfect. Approximate retail value on the Club 610 invite, priceless.
Yeah. Really? You're paying $375 to come hang out with us. The couch is just a nice freebie.
Someone's just going to buy this couch and be like, I don't know why we have it. It's just going to be in their basement now randomly or in their back. It's going to be dumb.
It would be if you have like a man cave area or like you have like a setup in your garage, perfect couch to have.
Yeah, a lot of people said that. Someone even said, Drew, sold. They'll give you $550, but they want $200 up front.
Deal. To him. No, don't. What do you mean deal? That's he tomorrow, just got scammed.
Tomorrow we're going to be back on the show. So we need you guys to help Drew out for another $200.
Just Venmo me the $200 first.
If that happened, nobody would send me anything, and I would tell them not to. I would not deserve that.
Yeah, okay. This is a one-time thing, Drew. You know, the next time this scam happens, we're going to have you just Venmo listeners back on top of it as punishment.
I just quote tweeted it. So there you go. If you want, okay. You can, the DMs are open. It's not like you're going to have to request or anything like that. You can, if you want the couch, DM me.
Okay.
All right. Up next.
And you have to be a listener. Yeah. Again,
this is a listener offer.
$375.
Up next, we'll get to what's trending, plus what Shohei Ohtani had to say yesterday. And if you guys are sold now on the whole story, that's next.